Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How have you made it look so easy to change teams, to learn an offense, to integrate with a new quarterback? You've made it look easy, and yet every player I've ever talked to who's done it has told me how hard it is.
Shitting me. I wish I made it look easy. It's definitely been an everyday struggle, but I feel like I give all the credit to the people around me, Josh, Coach Daboll, Coach McDermott, and the people that's put in place for me so I can succeed. Like, I give almost 100% credit to Chad Hall, my receiver coach. He puts a lot of extra time in. Daniel, I tell him, I just told him recently, he's probably one of the best coaches, if not the best coach I've ever had. Just because as far as like mentally preparing me and mentally getting me ready for the game and make sure I'm in the right space, not just necessarily just the football aspect, just more so he'll check on you, make sure you're all right, because he played the position, he can understand it can be a lot. So for me, as far as like making it look easy, I wish, you know, have my everyday struggles like everybody else, and I'm just trying to get better each and every day. That's one attitude that I'll never leave. And I love the people that I'm playing with. I love the guys that I'm around, because we strive for greatness each and every day, even if we fall short.
It shows you love it. I have two questions, but they're yes or no.
Take your time.
Did you know the Bills tried to trade for you at the trade deadline last year and the Vikings said no?
No, and I heard they said no to a lot of people, but okay. I didn't know. I didn't know about this one.
Okay, and your initial reaction when you were told by whomever you were just traded to the Buffalo Bills was what?
Oh, when it first happened, I was somewhat shocked at first because I didn't think I was going to get traded, but after that, I used what I knew, and I was excited. You know, I knew they had a quarterback with a strong arm. I didn't know he was such a goofball, but I knew he had a quarterback with a strong arm, great energy, and they had some receivers that can play ball. Like I said, John Brown, I said that a while ago, was one of the most underrated receivers in the league. I kind of showed on Sunday we needed him. He definitely plays a huge part in our offense. And just as far as, like, everybody involved, Cole Beasley gets open on a consistent basis. He always says that I'm open, and if you watch tape, he usually is open. So, no. That's
Thanks, Steph. I'll wave on Monday. I'll see you
All
Monday.
Right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, Stefan. It's Sal Capaccio from WGR. I've been on all these Zoom calls with you. It's the first time I've asked you a question, so good to finally meet you.
I was about
you.
To say, I don't think I've ever seen you. You're
I know, woman. Right? I'm always there. I'm your radio sideline reporter. Normally, I'd see you a lot, but just not this year.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. Listen, you are so good at contested catches. Take me into the mindset of that when the ball's in the air. What's it like? The ball's in the air. It's not a routine catch. You're going to be contesting with somebody. Why are you so good at it? Like, what happens in that moment?
I feel like I'm decent at it. I feel like I try to do the best I can. We had like an old saying, like, the ball in the air is yours and stuff like that. I don't really think too much about it. The more so that I think about is attacking the ball. And more so depending on where the DB is, leverage, as far as like where I'm at on the field, late hands, being aggressive. If I had to go after it rather than wait for it, you know, it's all gauging where the ball is. Like against the Raiders, like I saw where the ball is and I felt like it was going to be a 50-50 ball. And anytime it's a 50-50 ball, I like to be aggressive and try to go get it.
Yeah, I mean, high pointing, all that stuff, you know, things you learn for a long time. But what about, do you have any background in baseball or anything like that, you know, judging fly balls, judging where a ball's coming down, anything like that?
I played baseball 1 year and I felt like I had ADHD heavy then, so I couldn't play too much baseball. But I don't know, man. I just played football for a little while and I just try to go get the ball.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Good for asking, to talk to I wish I did have some baseball in me.
No, that's good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt.
All right, Stefan, Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Yep, baseball is a little slow. I agree with that. in this game, both Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are great outside the pocket extending plays.
Yeah.
How have you had to adjust, or what is the key for you in staying live for him when the extended plays? I mean, I realize Minnesota would do a lot of design bootlegs and rollouts where the plays
play extended, action.
But Josh and Patrick do it, you know, can do it at, on any play.
Just,
how would you just talk about that?
Like kind of how you contribute is just, and Minnesota is more so like play action. So we're kind of like plan to kind of like get open down the field. But here I would just say, you know, at any given time, the play can break down. And with Josh, he has a strong arm, so you're never really out of the play. You always got to find a crease for him or find a place to get open. And a lot of things are designed scramble rule drills, but the stuff that's off the book, I guess, and stuff that you can't plan for, he excels at. He can put the ball wherever you need it to be. And even at the times where, you know, you don't know where the DB is, and you just got to trust him that he's going to lead you in the right direction. He hasn't failed us yet. So just got to continue to trust him and be there for him.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Hey, Devin, what's up, man? Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Stefan, Marcel, the ESPN. How you doing, man?
What's up, big guy? How you doing?
Good. I don't really have a joke like the other two.
You're slacking today.
Yeah, man. Like, they set me up for failure here. But just wondering, because it's been nothing but success since you got to Buffalo. 4 wins in a row. Obviously, didn't happen on Tuesday. But what did you learn about how this locker room and how this team handles a loss after Tuesday night?
Definitely one of those, everybody's accountable first. Accountable, we trace back our steps on what we did and what we didn't do. It was definitely a different week than what we typically usually had. Nobody in here made any excuse. Everybody came in, was accountable, figured out ways we could have been better, especially individually. I jumped off sides, I dropped 2 passes. There's little stuff like that I feel like just personally I can do better and be better for my team. And nobody's ragging on you for that. Everybody's like this, well, you did this, but I also can be better, you know? And I feel like combining everybody having that same emotion and that same feeling of getting that taste out of our mouth and, you know, just as far as like righting your wrongs. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect in this world but God. But in this organization, I guess, in the foundation that we built, everybody's accountable. Everybody wants to execute at a high level and everybody wants to do their job.
Throughout your career, is that something that you've noticed is an important trait in the ability to bounce back after kind of a humbling loss, that accountability?
Yeah, because, you know, it's peaks and valleys, especially with the NFL season. When you're winning, they tell you how good you are. When you lose, they tell you how bad you are. So we kind of like block out the extra noise and really worry about the stuff that's in-house that we can control and execute. You know, it comes down to executing at a high level. They were +2 in the turnover margin in the first half. So kind of put us in a spot where as though we got to take the ball away as well. You know, and that's what Coach McDermott was teaching us. And for like offense, we got to score. You know, it's been drives where we weren't that successful. And for whatever reason, whatever it comes down to for us, we just got to do better for our defense. I got to do better for my quarterback and, you know, so on and so forth. It's a never ending story of what we could have did, but definitely a lot to learn from. And we get another opportunity this week. Lucky us.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
Hey, Stefan, John Warrell with the Associated Press.
What's up, Diego?
Good seeing you. Just you left it. I wasn't going to ask a question, but you kind of left it out there. What makes Josh Allen a goofball?
Goofball. You got to spend some time with him. He seems pretty serious on the field. He might smile a little bit, celebrate a little bit, but you got to hang out with him personally. I can give you all the inside scoop.
He's already – well, he's acknowledged to us. I mean, you're new here, but, you know, he considers himself a bit of a nerd. But there's a playfulness about him, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely some – I feel like looks are deceiving. He's, what, 6'4", 230 or 220. Hey, fatty, how much you weigh? Sorry, he was on the phone call.
How much you weigh?
But
– 210.
210, he's lying. But he's definitely, when you be around him a little bit, he is some kid in there. He's a quarterback. He's so serious. He leads us, but he also shows us that he does have a personality. I like it. He's not a robot.
Good. Thank you, Steph.
No doubt.
Stephaness, Mookie Hawkins, Wolf Sports 1080. What's up?
How you doing, Big Al? How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. We all know that, you know, getting that first sale, it never tastes good. You know what I mean? It never tastes good. But, you know, what Rocket Man, you know, with Rocket Man over there on that last and final drive, man, that laser he put out there to TJ was angry, but yet accurate. And as the game was winding down, you know, you got to look in those players' eyes to see, you know, where they at. You know, exactly. What did you see in your teammates' eyes as the game was winding down?
I see that the guys, we never going to give up on a fight. You know, we know when the clock says zero, it's over. But probably like our quarterback always gives us a chance. And I feel like when it came down in the game, we did everything that we could in that moment. We could have been better in a lot of areas. And we grew, and we're going to grow from it. I feel like you learn a lot from losses. You learn from wins, but you learn more from losses. And you see what kind of character guys got. So we're never going to give up. We're going to fight till the end. And we got some guys, especially at that quarterback position, a guy that I'm going to tip my hat up to every day. But he grinds, he busts his tail. And on a game day, he's giving everything he's got.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.